Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 87 for Monday, October 3rd. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were mixed Monday morning, although the bias was lower in the most active months as losses in Chicago soy oil and seasonal harvest pressure weighed on prices. Canola was up by 60 cents to down $2, the November contract down $2.10 at $461.50 per ton. The harvest is nearing its final stages across Western Canada with relatively favorable weather in the forecasts over the next week. The U.S. soybean harvest is also moving along. Concerns over export demand were putting some further pressure on canola. However, demand from domestic crushers remains solid, with margins still at very wide levels. Uncertainty over the size of the canola crop is also keeping some caution in the futures. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat are both lower, but corn is holding closer to unchanged. Soybeans, they're down 1 to 4 cents, the November contract down a penny at $9.53 per bushel. Harvest pressure is the major bearish influence in beans, although some areas of the Midwest are expecting rain this week, which could cause delays. Fund traders were bailing out of long positions last week and are still net long about 30,000 contracts. That leaves room for more selling pressure. However, the tighter-than-expected quarterly stocks number from the USDA on Friday did remain supportive. Export demand also remains solid for U.S. beans. For corn, prices are up a penny to down a penny. The December contract down a quarter cent at $3.36.5 per bushel. Corn remains stuck within a rather narrow range. Harvest pressure is also somewhat bearish, but fund traders are already holding very large net short positions in corn. That's limiting the potential for further selling pressure. For wheat, prices are down 8 to 9 cents. The December contract in Chicago down 8 at $3.94 per bushel. Large U.S. and world wheat supplies continued to weigh on wheat prices to start the week. Chart-based selling added to the declines as prices moved back to the bottom edge of their month-long trading range. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, October 3rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin.